Everybody needs someone. Everybody needs someone. Oh yes, everybody needs someone. And the one I need is you. Oh Lord, yes, the one I need is you. Everybody needs someone. Everybody needs someone. Oh yes, everybody needs someone. And the one I need is you. Oh Lord, yes, the one I need is you.
I need you.
I need you.
When the
sun goes up.
I need you.
I need you. When the sun goes up.
I need you.
I need you. Each and every day. And the one I
You know, church, I said that we're blessed
in the kingdom. Blessed to have our gift of culture. Blessed to be able to move in a different space sometimes, different tempo. Blessed to allow the Spirit of God to come among us. And every so often we need just to come a little closer and pray. All the things we mentioned today in the Word. I know there's somebody in church is worrying about their mom who's walking that walk of cancer. I know there's somebody in church who is struggling with the ongoing battle of addiction. I know there is someone who is so afraid that somebody might know how they really love. There's somebody who is struggling in their marriages. And we're blessed to have a space where we can come and just pray. Just come up and just, I always say this, hold on to this altar rail. Hasn't moved in over 100 years. It's not going anywhere. But you just want to be a little closer today. Just join the pastor who is always in need of prayer. Just come up and pray. You don't need to know what it is. It's really nobody's business unless you share it. But sometimes we just need to be a little closer. Because the road does get rough. People are going through some stuff. All kind of stuff. And it's okay because God said so. God said so. If nothing else, we realize that we're not alone. We're not alone. Not alone. We're not alone. That's what church is all about. And stay home and pray. When I pray in community, you think to yourself, maybe somebody got the same stuff I got. Maybe somebody's going through the same thing I'm going through. Maybe pastor does know. Maybe pastor's the same problem you got. Because there's only one man who can save us, that's Jesus. Good and gracious God, we know the petitions are announced today in your people who come and testify that we need you. We need you. To our church members who are in the hospital, we need you. Those going through pain and other issues, we need you. And we know, Lord, that if we just come a little bit closer to you and give you the praise, even when it don't even feel right, but I'm going to still praise you. I'm going to praise you in advance of the blessing you're going to give me because you've been so good. I'm going to praise you in advance because I trust you. And because of that, I'm going to keep on walking. And to know I am not alone. If you just give somebody a holy hug, a holy hug, a holy hug, church, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, a holy hug, and just say, it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. A holy hug, church. All right, okay. We ask all these blessings and prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, my brother. Bless you. It's going to be all right. Every praise belongs to our God. Every praise belongs to our God. Amen? Amen. My Savior, my Redeemer, my Deliverer. It's all right. It's all right. I didn't change the song, just change the rhythm. Amen. 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 A holy hug in the name of Jesus. A holy hug. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Let's bring our gifts to God's altar now. God bless you, my brother. God bless you.